Authorities in Afghanistan are trying to win the release of a man who came to their country trying to help their reconstruction. He's an engineer from Turkey, and he was kidnapped last week. NPR's Ivan Watson recently traveled through Afghanistan and joins us now from Istanbul, Turkey. Ivan, what have you learned about this engineer?
He was part of a project to rebuild the battered Kabul to Kandahar highway. It's a major symbol of reconstruction in Afghanistan, and it's been the target of a number of attacks by pro-Taliban fighters. The crews there have been targets. The people who picked up this man on Thursday, they've claimed to be Al-Qaeda members, and the Turkish government says it's doing everything possible to win the safe release of this engineer. They say they're talking with the American and Afghan governments, as well as the Pakistani government, one government official here tells me, because there are some fears that maybe the engineer was taken across the border and that he could be in Pakistani territory right now.
Are the kidnappers demanding anything?
They've asked for the release of six Taliban fighters that are said to be in U.S. custody. This is coming through the driver, the Afghan driver, who was also taken with the Turkish engineer. He was released shortly afterwards with this message.
And is this in any way seen as an attack on the reconstruction effort itself in Afghanistan?
Absolutely. There's been a campaign of intimidation going on for the past several months against aid workers, particularly in the south and east of the country, against government Afghan government officials who are seen to be collaborating with the government in Kabul. There have been a number of warnings that are being posted in villages, in cities and towns, warning people not to work with the U.S.-backed government and threatening death against those who do.
Ivan, how is Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai responding to these attacks in the south?
Well, it does seem like he's made a couple tentative outreaches to perhaps moderate members of the Taliban in recent months. He's given speeches saying that there could be room in the future government of Afghanistan for those former associates of the Taliban who do not have blood on their hands. And this is coming at the same time when there are a number of reports that a former Taliban foreign minister by the name of Mutawakil, that he may have been released over the past month from U.S. custody. He handed himself in to American forces shortly after Kabul was captured after the September 11th. He did hand himself in, and there does appear to be a kind of whisper campaign going on from some other moderate Taliban members, that's how they're depicting themselves, to try to get some say in the future government. And their argument in favor of this is that they could perhaps woo some of these fighters from some of these more diehard conservatives out in the rural areas of the country, particularly the ethnic Pashtun areas, that they could help bring them back into the fold of the Afghan government and thus help put an end to this resurging Taliban phenomenon that we have been charting over the past 6 months.
And at the same time, Ivan, I know you've been traveling in northern Afghanistan, and that's an area where President Karzai faces a problem of fighting among people who at least in theory should be his allies and the Americans' allies.
Absolutely. There are two feuding warlords who have been battling over the north for the past 2 years. They have broken numerous ceasefires up in that area as they compete for control of the territory. And the most recent effort, which was backed by the government in Kabul, by the United Nations, and by the coalition, there are British military observers in the northern city of Mazar-i Sharif, they all teamed up to broker a ceasefire after some pretty dramatic fighting in early October. And just this weekend, we're getting news that in a neighboring province up in the north, there has been some more fighting, at least five people reported dead by British military observers between the two main factions. The British military observers in Mazar-i Sharif insist that this appears to be localized, and they say it's not threatening the general ceasefire. But nobody can predict what will go on in this area. One UN spokesman I've talked with, he describes this as part of the saga of the North. These broken ceasefires, he calls it a series of hiccups, where you go two steps forward and one step back.
Okay, NPR's Ivan Watson now in Istanbul, Turkey. Ivan, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Steve.